Thank you for tuning in to the Cerrito House of Worship. It is our hope and belief that God will speak to you through His Word today. He is able to do far more than you could ask or even imagine.
Praise God. I'll tell you what. How many want something from God this morning? I mean, hallelujah. You don't want nothing from Henry. You want something from God this morning. Amen. Come on, man. Hallelujah. It's a good deal. It is good. I mean, David said, it is good to be in the house of the Lord. I was glad when they said, let's go up to the house of the Lord. Hallelujah. I will stand within thy gates. My feet shall stand within thy gates, O Jerusalem, is what David said in one of the Psalms. And he was speaking to us. You know, do you know that when you are in the presence of God, you are in the city of the King, of the great King? Do you know that? Hallelujah. You are in your spirit. You're standing before the great judge of all. Hallelujah. And that's cool, man. Hallelujah. I was glad when he said to me, let us go up to the house of the Lord. My feet shall stand within thy gates, all the way from Sawarita, all the way from Alpha Street, Beta Street. Amen. 1100, is that right? 1100 West Beta Street, all the way. My feet are standing in Jerusalem this morning. Hallelujah. Because I'm in the presence of my God and my King. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Some things are just, the kingdom of God, it looks a little different than what we're used to in the world. Isn't that right? How many know, Brother Terry did a Wednesday night service for us, and it was called Upside Down Kingdom. Is that right? Is that what you called it? What was the name? Upside Down. And, you know, the way the world looks at things is upside down the way things really are. Isn't that right? How many of you know that God says to give and it shall be given to you? Pressed down, shaken together, and running over. It doesn't say to just draw everything in, but he says, it's different. It's different with the kingdom. It says, love your enemies. What is that? Come on, man. Love your enemies. It's upside down. But when you do what it says, it becomes right side up. And the blessings, like one of the brothers, I think it was Pastor Dave said that night, your cup gets turned up. Is that right? Is that right, David? Your cup gets turned up and the anointing and the oil and the blessing of God begins to come into your cup because you're operating the way the kingdom of God operates. Praise God. Hallelujah. How many of you said, Mom, I love you this morning. Hallelujah. It's good to appreciate that what God has given us. It's good to appreciate that what God has given us. Hallelujah. End times. I know Pastor Brother Hank is doing a series on end times, and how many of you feel that we might be, could be, possibly in the end times? How many of you feel that? I'm going to tell you, I sense that in my spirit. You know, the word, I mean, think it's the kingdom of God is more sensed of where you're at than what, that's why he says, no man knows the time. Is that right? Nobody knows when the call is going to come and the men and women of God are going to be raptured off the earth. Nobody knows that. That's what the word of God says. But what we do is we have a spirit that dwells within us that seems to be pushing and prodding and preparing us for that time. How do you know that's true? And so I believe God is giving us instruction in this church. I believe God has been speaking to us some things. It's time to purify the vessel. It's time to get clean. Wash your hands, oh you sinner. That's not the word of God. It's time. How do you know that? Hallelujah. We used to sing a song and the others would go, soon and very soon. No, don't try it. No, it's okay. Soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. Is that right? Soon and very soon, we're going to see the King. Soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. We're going to see the King. It's coming. Hallelujah. So I'm going to get you, if you will, turn to Matthew chapter 25. I'll slide this out. You're a good man. Thank you, sir. That's good right there, bro. Got to be able to look at my clock. Hallelujah. Matthew chapter 25. Glory to God. Hallelujah. This chapter comes right after Matthew 24. In Matthew 24, I believe it's in verse 3. Now, he sat on the Mount of Olives. The disciples came to him privately, saying, "Tell us when these things be, and what will be the sign of your coming and of the end of the age." The disciples are asking Jesus, "Hey, what's it going to be like?" And so Jesus begins to tell them in Matthew chapter 24. Tell them this is what's going to happen. And he talks about... Verse 32 is what I've got. I'm just going to kind of go over just a little bit, but I really want to focus in chapter 25. But verse 32, it says, "Learn a parable from the fig tree. When the branch is ready, has already become tender and puts forth leaves, you know that summer is near. So you also, when you see all these things, know that it is near at the doors." Been seeing a lot of things going on, amen. A lot of things. We've seen a lot of wars. We've heard a lot of rumors of wars. We've heard just a lot of things. Verse 36, he says this, "But of that day and hour, no one knows, not even the angels of heaven, but my Father only." Hallelujah. And he talks about Noah. He talks about when Noah was building the ark, that their people were going along their merry ways. Is that right? Just eating and drinking. How many like eating? How many like drinking? We're just drinking something. Not alcohol, but you know, like to drink water, amen? Eating and drinking. And says, but he also says they were getting married and giving themselves in marriage. It was just a time that, and there were, the Word of God tells us also that there was a lot of violence in the earth at that time. That men were just terrible. Until the day that the flood came, is that right? And they didn't realize that this hour had come upon them, and only eight people were saved. It's crazy. And folks, you know, what kind of bothers me a little bit is that the Word of God says, "Wide is the gate that leads to destruction." And it says, "Many there be that fall in that way, that go in that way." But then it says, "Narrow is the gate, narrow is the road that leads to eternal life." And he says this, "Few there be that." But folks, I'm going to tell you, I want to be of the few. How many know that? How many say, "Yeah, come on, I want to be in that part." I say, see, because it does pay. Let me just say this. It is a privilege to serve God. It really is. It's a privilege to serve and do what God asks us to do. Hallelujah. Could it be that that day will take a lot of people unaware? Could it be? Could it be? Verse 40, it says this. This is of Matthew 24. So it says, verse 40 says, "Two men will be in the field. One will be taken and the other one left." Isn't that crazy? This is Jesus talking. He knows what's going to happen. He knows when it's going to happen. And he's saying something here. He says, two men will be in the field working down at Brick Max, Safeway. One will be taken. One will be left. Two women will be grinding at the mill. One will be taken and the other left. In verse 42, he says, "Watch therefore, for you do not know what hour your Lord is coming." And then we get to chapter 25. And in chapter 25, I just kind of wish that they wouldn't have just separated it, because Jesus was still talking. You'll notice, and if your Bible, that the words are in red, you're going to notice that he's still talking at this time. And then he starts and he begins to tell us a parable of the 10 virgins. And so that's where we're going to be looking. We're going to start at verse 1 in chapter 25. Dear Lord, Father, I ask you, Lord, that you would, Father, help us to hear what you're saying this morning. Father, open our ears to hear and our hearts to receive, Lord, that good thing that you have for each and every one of us, myself included, Father. Father, I thank you, Father, that you are preparing a bride. You are preparing, Father God. You are preparing by your Holy Spirit. You are preparing a bride that's without spot, without wrinkle, without blame, unreproachable. I thank you, Father, that this is your work. We yield this morning to your work. We yield to what you're saying to us, Father. Father, open my mouth to speak as I ought to speak. Open a window in heaven, Lord, that I might utter the things that you have for us this morning. In Jesus' name I pray. If you agree, say amen. Amen. Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened to 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. Now 5 of them were wise and 5 were foolish. Those who were foolish took their lamps and took no oil in them. But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. And while the bridegroom was delayed, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight a cry was heard, "Behold, the bridegroom is coming. Go out to meet him." Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said to the wise, "Give us some of your oil, for our lamps have gone out." But the wise answered, saying, "No, lest there should not be enough for us and you. But go rather to those who sell and buy for yourselves." For while they went to buy, the bridegroom came. And those who were ready went in with him to the wedding, and the door was shut. And afterward, the other virgins came also, saying, "Lord, Lord, open to us." But he answered and said, "Assuredly, I say to you, I do not know you." Verse 13 says this, "Watch ye therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour in which the Son of Man is coming." How many are watching? Yeah. Oh man, you got to be watching. We've got to be watching. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. These 10 virgins. 5 were foolish, 5 were wise. That's the name of our sermon this morning. 5 were foolish, 5 were wise. 5. How many do you know by the story those 5 didn't get in? Do you know that? Is that what it says? Jesus said, "I don't know you." I don't know you. I don't recognize you. In another place, it says in scriptures where those people say, "Lord, didn't we cast out demons in your name? Didn't we heal in your name? Didn't we do many wonderful works in your name?" And he gives them those same words. He says, "I don't know you. I don't recognize you." But God, wouldn't everybody say, but God knows everybody. Is that right? Is that right? God knows everybody. He knows the good and the bad. He knows them all. Is that right? That's correct. He does know them all. So what is he saying when he says, "I don't know you"? There is a spiritual birth that has to happen in a believer. It has to come. It has to happen in that believer. Or God would say, "I don't know you. I don't know you." Hallelujah. How many of you know that these virgins, they had lamps? How many of you know it's important? If you got a lamp, you need oil in the lamp. Is that right? And if you got oil in the lamp, you're going to need a wick, and you're going to need some kind of heat to light the wick. Is that right? And once that wick is lit, it's going to have light. You're going to be able to see things. Is that right? How many of you know God sees things in a lot different light than what we are, what we do? So it's important that we hear what God is saying. It's important that we go to the Word of God and listen to God's Word and say, hey, God, what have you for me? God, show me what you have. You know, and I was listening to a brother the other day, and he said something, and I didn't. And he goes, do you know that at Genesis chapter 1, God looked around and he says, you know what? It's dark here. How many like the darkness? Anybody like that? I like, when I'm trying to sleep, I like it dark. I mean, we used to work graveyard shifts and at the mine, and if there was even a light coming through the bottom of the door, I could not sleep. I'd have to get up and shove a towel at the bottom and put all the light out. But in Genesis chapter 1, the Bible says this, that he saw that it was dark, and he says, God looked and he says, let there be light. And the Word of God says that there was light. Boom. Is that right? What's cool about it, that was the first day. It wasn't until the fourth day that he created the sun and the moon and the things that we know that give light. The fourth day. So what light was there that God brought in? It's the light of understanding. It's the light of revelation, being able to see things the way God sees things. You know, there's a lot of, how many ever watched one of those movies where these guys are sneaking around in a bank and they throw out a little powder and you can see all these little light rays inside there? Have you guys seen that? And you know, there's some light that is invisible to our eyes, is that right? There's some light that we just can't see. And I will say that God wants us to see these lights. God wants us to know and to understand what's coming, what we're looking at, why things are happening. Hallelujah. Let me show you scripture. Hallelujah. I might not have even written it down. John chapter 1, verse 4 through 9. Let's go to that. John chapter 1, verse 4 through 9. The Word of God says, in him was life, and the life was the what? The light of men. And the light shines in darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which gives light to every man coming into this world. You see that Word of God? That's what the Word of God says, that it was the light that gives light to every man. So there's a different kind of light that God is trying to shine on us. Amen? Hallelujah. Light, Lord, let your light shine on my heart. Let it shine on me, Lord. I need your light. Hallelujah. These virgins, five were wise, five were foolish. What did the five wise virgins do? They kept oil. They stored up oil. They stocked up on oil. They kept their lamp full. And they had a vessel on the side and had more extra. Kind of like some of the guys that have motorcycles or razors or whatever. They're going to keep an extra 5 gallons of gas around. Because it's wise. Amen? The five foolish ones. What did they not do? They didn't recognize the value of the oil to have the light. Did they? Just didn't recognize it. Didn't recognize what they needed. Maybe they're foolish. Maybe there was poor planning involved. Maybe they weren't expecting the bridegroom to delay. Maybe they say, hey, I've got enough oil in this thing. It's half full, man. He'll be back any time now. Yeah. Maybe the light in the lamp was not important to them. I want to tell you something. That light is important to us. Amen? Hallelujah. Maybe they did not understand the value of the light. Hallelujah. Could it be that we don't get the light that's within us? I'm going to ask you that. Could it be that we don't understand what kind of light's been given to us? Can it be that maybe we don't understand? So we're not looking for oil. We're not looking for the light to be lit. Could it be that we just don't get it with God? And God is saying, look, you need to know. You need to know these things. You need to know the importance of the oil. That's what he said with a lamp. Could I bring up Psalm chapter 36 verse 9? Just look at this. For with you is the fountain of life. And it says here, in your light, we see what? Light. What does that mean? For with you is the fountain of life. In your light, we see light. You know that your eye is made to pick up light. What makes your eye work is light. How many know that? That's what makes it work. That's the key connection. Lack of light, no sight. You can't see because you got no light. And here the word of God is telling us is, for with you is the fountain of life. In your light, we see light. In his understanding, we'll get understanding. Do you believe that? God will show you and give you things so that you can walk with an understanding, so you can walk in the light. Just as Jesus said, walk in the light and you will not stumble. If it's dark, you're going to stumble. But he's saying, you need light. Walk in the light. In your light, Lord, we will see light. Hallelujah. We'll go back to Matthew 25. Verse 6 says this. At midnight, a cry was heard. Behold, the bridegroom is coming. Go out to meet him. Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. I was telling you a few weeks ago that I was laying in bed. I was asleep as far as I know. And all of a sudden, I heard this trumpet begin to blow. Oh, man. I mean, it was super loud. And what was crazy about it, I woke up, sat up in my bed, and I'm sitting there in my bed, and I'm still hearing it. It wasn't a dream. It wasn't, like, oh man, what's this? I got up, went outside, looked around outside, just as quiet as could be. I don't know what, I said, Lord, what was that? What was I hearing in the middle? And I believe it's a trumpet. I believe it's a trumpet. Get ready. Get ready. My trumpet is about sound. What I liked about it, I had this sense when I thought about it, because I thought about it a lot after that. When I heard that sound, I said, God, could that be a preparatory so that my ear is trained to hear your trumpet? I want to hear that trumpet. I'm looking forward to hearing that trumpet. When that trumpet sounds, the word of God says, we're going to put off uncorruptible and corruptible. I mean, I'm sorry, we're going to put off the corruptible and uncorruptible is going to, and we're going to be changed and we're going to be out of here. We're going to be headed to a city that we've been looking for. Isn't that right? Headed to a place. Huh. I remember another dream. I was watching the For some reason, I was in Bisbee, Arizona, at a house that my wife and I used to have. We used to have a house on top of a hill, which was really cool. We could see down in the Warren Ballpark down there and watch maybe the outfielders, because of the wall that was in front of the stadium. We couldn't see over it, but we could see the outfielders out there. And if there was a football game, we could see out in the football, because they would play football in that far end. Our house was pretty cool. It was on a mountaintop. But in my dream, I was standing outside, and I was looking like towards Tucson, and I could see Tucson all the way in the distance, and I could see, I would hear this huge explosion, and I'd see the buildings shaking. And another explosion, I'd look and turn around and look, wow, and the buildings would move like that, but then they'd come back to. And I said, Lord, what are you telling me, God? What are you saying to me? Father, what are you saying? He says, I am shaking the foundations. I'm going to shake the foundations so that when everything that is not of me will fall. See, God is preparing. He's preparing us for something that's coming. Hallelujah. Whew, man. Hallelujah. The Bible says that a sound went out. They said, hey, it's time. The bridegroom's coming. Come on, get up. So the Bible says that they all 10 virgins got up and they trimmed their lamps. And that trimmed word is a nice word. It's a Greek word. And the Greek word is kosmeo. Can you put that up? Kosmeo. And this is what it means to place in proper order, decorate, or trim. It says that the virgins all got up and they trimmed their lamps. And you know, if you're a bride getting ready to meet the bridegroom, what's the first thing you're going to run into? Probably when you get up in the morning, what are you going to do? Anybody? Probably go to the restroom or wherever, look for a mirror, is that right? And begin to trim, is that right? See, this is a neat word because a lot of you ladies know what this word is. That, you know, to place in proper order, and it says decorate. Cosmeo, decorate. Come on, cosmetic. Put on your makeup, get ready, come on, is that right? You're gonna get up and you're gonna go, oh man, straighten up. Hey, it's time to go. You're gonna get ready. Because we're gonna go meet the bridegroom. You're gonna go. You wanna look good. Amen. Hallelujah. So they all trimmed their lamps. They all got ready to go see the Lord. They got ready to meet the bridegroom. I like this word where it says it's also self-examination. We are in a time where God is saying, hey, look. Get your lights on. Is that right? Turn your lights on. Hallelujah. Matthew 25, verse 8 says this. And while they went, I'm sorry. It says, the foolish said to the wise, you know, all the virgins got up, they trimmed their lamps, and then verse 8 says that the foolish said to the wise, give us some more of your oil, for our lamps are going out. Hallelujah. Now, this is probably the place where I feel like God wanted us to get to this morning. How many of you might feel like your lamps, I don't want hands up, maybe your lamp's going out. And I want to talk to you this morning. I want to speak some words to you this morning that God is saying to, hey man, I'm going to help you. I am going to cause your lamp to begin to brightly shine even more than you've ever expected it to. Those unwise virgins said something here. Our lamps are going out. How many of you know this? This is a true story. If you got a lamp, you might have a match. You might have a wick. The lamp can hold oil. But if you got no oil, what? No oil, no what? Everybody say that. No oil? No wine. No light. No oil? No light. Say it again. No oil?
No oil.
No light. How many of you know it's a good thing to have oil? Amen? It's a good thing to have oil. No oil?
No light.
Hey, give us some of your oil. And this is, folks, listen. I've said it to you before, but I just want to keep pushing on this, keep saying this to you. This is a personal relationship with God.
Amen.
It's something you have to tend to on your own. I would like to grab you by the hand. Come on, man. Come with me. Get up. Get up out of there. I would like to take, look, man. Hey, man. This is forgiveness right here, man. Step into it. Good, man. All right. I'd like to do that with every one of us, man. I would love to. But see, it's not my job to do that. Hey, man, this is the Holy Ghost right here. Step into it. Oh, man. Come on. Yeah. No, hallelujah. No. Come now. It's working. No. Yeah. Come on. No. Yeah. I would love to do that. But folks, this is a personal relationship. I've got to say that to you. You can't depend on me. You got to depend on your God. You have to trust him for everything you have, you personally.
That's right.
You've got no other choice. And God is saying it to you this morning. He's saying, seek me. That's what God's saying to you. Seek me. I will give you oil to turn your light on. When your light goes on, I'm going to tell you what, you're going to draw people to him. Because they say, man, what is with that sister? She's got something. She's all, man. It's because of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
It's God. No oil.
No light.
No light. Come on. Hallelujah. Matthew 25, verse 9. This is what the wise virgins say. Matthew 25, verse 9, it says, but the wise answered, saying, no, lest there should not be enough for us and for you. But go rather to those who sell and buy for yourselves. I was telling my wife, this sounds like a story about stingy people, don't it? No, you ain't taking none of my oil. Hey, can I borrow some of your oil? No. You can't. This is my oil. Hallelujah. But the case is not that they're being stingy. The case is that they cannot give them that oil. That oil comes personally from one that will fill the container. It's personal. And it cannot be shared. It cannot. I can't give you any of my oil. I'm sorry. It's important that you go and you buy for yourself the oil that you need for your lamp. Do you hear that? You have to do it. Folks, we're not religious. We're in a relationship with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And that relationship provides something to us. It is an oil. It's an oil that your light does not go out. I like this, go and buy for yourself, you know, spiritual traffic, you know, trafficking. You know, trafficking is buying and selling. Is that correct? I'm going to go, you know, hey, some people traffic in drugs. Some people traffic in, you know, bread, buy and sell. But when you need something from God, you need to go to him for it. You just go to him for it. Here's a scripture for you. Isaiah 55, verses 1, 2, and 3 says this. I want to go and buy something from God. I don't know what it is, but here's what he says. Ho, everyone. Hi. I like that. Ho. Ho, everybody. Ho, everyone who thirsts. Anybody get thirsty for God? Come to the waters, and you who have no money, come and buy and eat. Yes, come buy wine and milk without money and without price. Is that a deal? What does it say to you? Free stuff? Come on. Hallelujah. Why do you spend money for that for what is not bread, and your wages for what does not satisfy? Listen carefully to me. Here he's telling you how to get what you need. Listen carefully to me. Is that what he says? To me. This is what God is saying. You listen carefully to me. Not to him. Not. Listen carefully to what he says through the word of God. Watch this. Listen carefully to me and eat what is good. Let your soul delight itself in abundance. Incline your ear and come to me. Hear and your soul shall live. And I will make an everlasting covenant with you. Even the sure mercies of David. Woo. Come and buy without price. Those virgins said, hey, no, man, go buy for yourselves. Go buy. Proverbs 23:23, I like this one. It says this. Buy the truth and sell it not. And do not sell it. Wisdom and instruction and understanding. Buy it. How do you buy it? Go back to that scripture, to the one right before. How do you buy it? Listen carefully to me and eat what is good. And let your soul delight itself in abundance. Incline your ear and come to me. Hear and your soul shall live and I will make him. You go to him. You go to him. As much as everyone, there's men and women in this house that would love to minister to you. But I believe they're going to tell you, you need to find Jesus. You need to go to Jesus. He is your source. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. In the tabernacle, there was a seven, I don't know, what they call it, aurora? Is that what it is? But it was a candlestick that had seven menorah. Thank you. It had three on this side, three on this side, and one on the top. It was a candlestick that would light the holy place. Not the holy of holies, but the holy place where the bread was. And this candlestick was placed outside there. And it's a lamp. And it worked by oil. It was made out of pure beaten. It was gold that was hammered and made into tubes. And they would pour oil in the top, and that oil would filter out to the smaller, and they could light them, and that oil would burn. In Exodus 27, verses 20 through 21, I just want to talk to you a little bit about this lamp, because we're talking about lamps. And how many know, folks, every one of us are lamps. Is that right? Some are running on over full. Is that right? Some of us are full to the max. And like it says in Psalm 23:5, he says, my cup runs over. Thou anointest my head with oil, is what he says. So much so that my cup runs over. That's what I want. I want the oil running over. Hallelujah. Exodus 27, verses 20 and 21 says this. And you shall command the children of Israel that they bring you pure oil of pressed olives for light, to cause the lamp to burn continually in the tabernacle of meeting, outside the veil which is before the testimony. Aaron and his sons shall tend it from evening until the morning before the Lord. It shall be a statute forever to their generations on behalf of the children of Israel. God is making a statement, and he says, this is the way it's going to be. Command the children of Israel that they bring pure olive oil. And it says, olives for the light to cause the lamp to burn continually. I want you to look at Leviticus 24:14, because the word of God says, by two or three witnesses, everything shall be established. Leviticus 24:1-4, I'm sorry, says this, and the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, command the children of Israel that they bring you to you pure oil of pressed olives for the light, to make the lamps burn continually outside of the veil of the testimony in the tabernacle of the meeting. Aaron shall be in charge of it from evening until morning before the Lord continually. Everybody say continually. How often?
Continuously.
That lamp's supposed to burn what?
Continuously.
Continually. It shall be for a statute forever in your generations. He shall be in charge of the lamps on the pure gold lampstand before the Lord. What's that word again? Continually. Amen. Hallelujah. I want to just say this to you. In verse 2, he says, command the children of Israel that they bring to you pure oil of pressed olives for the light to make the lamps burn continually. I want to say this. The oil is for the light. Is that right? The oil is for the what? To make the lamps burn how long? The oil is for the light. Is that right? The oil is for the light. I'm going to say this to you. Any church, any house of God, any organization that is not being led by the Holy Spirit. I'm going to say this, and maybe there might even be some pastors or some leaders that hear this message that aren't here today, but maybe they'll hear it on the internet. I'm going to say this to them. If it's not the Holy Spirit, the lamp's going to go out. The lamp is going to go out if it's not the Holy Spirit. Because the fact of the matter is, the oil is the Holy Spirit. That's who He is. He is the light. He is the fuel to the light of the house. And if the Holy Spirit isn't invited and in the house, the light's going to go out. It's going to go out. It can't stay. I want to take you to Zechariah. The oil is for the light to make the lamps burn continually. How many know where there are lamps? Zechariah chapter 4, verses 1 through 6. Zechariah was woken up in the middle of the night. Isn't that cool? Isn't that the way God does things? I love it when God wakes you up. Isn't that right? It's a good deal, man. It says, Now the angel who talked with me came back and waked me as a man who is waked out of his sleep. And he said,
what do you see?
I love it, man. Angel, come up, man.
What do you see?
What is it you're looking at? What do you see? What is it? So I said, I'm looking, and there is a lampstand of solid gold with a bowl on top of it. And on the stand, seven lamps with the seven pipes to the seven lamps. Two olive trees are by it, one at the right side of the bowl, and the other at its left. So I answered and spoke to the angel who talked with me, saying, what are these, my Lord? And watch what the angel says. The angel who talked with me answered and said to me, do you not know what these be, what they are? And I said, no, my Lord. So he answered and said this to me. This is the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel. He says, it's not by might, nor by power, but by my Spirit. The only light that the church has is the Holy Ghost. That's the only light. Reject it. Reject it, and the fire will go out. Hallelujah. Whew. Folks, we're in a time where we need the oil of the Holy Spirit continually in our lives. God wants me to put up a scripture. I'm 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1. This is, listen to this. I'm going to read probably to the third verse or something. But it says, but know this, that in the last day perilous times will come. How many know that? How many know perilous times are coming? How many? I will tell you right now, perilous times are probably, they're even here at the moment. We are living in perilous times. How many know that? Hallelujah. But know this, that the last day perilous times will come, for men will be lovers of what? Themselves. Hallelujah. Lovers of what? Boasters. Proud. Blasphemers. Disobedient to parents. Unthankful and unholy. Unloving. Unforgiving. Slanderers. Without self-control. Brutal. Despisers of good. I'm going to tell you folks, the reason they are this way is because it's a lack of oil. It's a lack of oil in their lives. God is saying, I need to fill you. 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 I need to fill you to overflowing. Hallelujah. Folks, it's important that this day, this time that we're in, we're full of the oil of the Holy Spirit. It's time. God is saying it's time that my lights burn brightly in the earth. It's time. No more time to mess around. No more time to be just half in and half out. No more time for that. It's time that we become serious about what God is saying to us personally. And taking that oil and allowing that oil to wash and to cleanse and to heal and to do all that it does. The Holy Spirit can do anything. He can do anything. But He won't come in uninvited. He will not violate your desire. He won't. He won't. He won't. He will only come in if you'll say, Lord, I just need you. I just need you. Would you come in? Would you stand? If you want the Holy Spirit, I mean, sometimes we just say, God, I just don't know. If you want Him, if you want more of Him, more oil, just place your hands up this way, like a big cup. And say, Lord, fill me up, Lord. Fill me up. I thank you, Lord. Fill me, Lord. Lord, fill us, Lord, with your Holy Spirit, Lord. We want more of you, Lord. We don't want to burn out. We don't want our light to go out, Lord. Holy Spirit, you see every heart. You see every person, Lord. Give them that which you desire to pour in, Father. We thank you for it, Lord. We praise you for it. Lord, hallelujah. Fill our cups, Lord. Oh, that the light would shine. The Word of God says it this way in Isaiah 60.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Arise. Shine. For the glory of the Lord is upon you. Hallelujah. Father, forgive us, Lord, for doing things that we shouldn't be doing. For saying things and thinking things and walking in ways that are not good. Forgive us, Father. We thank you, Lord, that you are able to fill us to overflowing and light that would cause all the earth to see that you are so good. You are mighty and you are great. Lord, do your work in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Just going to leave it like this. If you want to hang around and just pray and ask God to touch you. And we have people that will come and pray with you if you like. But know this, that God is after the body of Christ to be who she's called to be. the virgin bride of the groom. He's calling us. He's saying, put on your makeup. Dress up. Get ready. For I'm coming soon. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for this word this morning, Lord. Lord, cause us to walk in it this week. Father, in Jesus' name, if you agree, say amen. Amen. Hallelujah.